Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. And hello, my name is Justin, and I am your friend. A little bit about myself. I grew up in Idaho Falls. I was homeschooled until the last part of my high school experience. And then I went to a school and I got a piece of paper from them. And then I went to college. I own two businesses that I love running with my wife, Rachel. And I enjoy being an entrepreneur. And I enjoy speaking and sharing things that I'm learning with other people. Do any of you have any questions for me? How old am I? I am 35. Favorite color? Blues.
It shows.
I have four kids.
What's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? A wolverine.
My brother likes them.
Yeah?
How many pets do you have?
Pets? I do not have any pets. We have two cats, and we just got six chickens earlier this week. Those are my children's pets, and they take care of them. One other thing that I would like to add to about myself is who I am, and I know that I am a child of God. And today we are going to be talking about heroes. So how many of you have heroes in your life? By the show of hands. How many of you could name your heroes? That's good. That's good. So in my own life, I do, I'm a father, an entrepreneur, a teacher. I work in my church. And in all of those things, I need examples and people that I can look up to help me be better in those areas as well. So today, we're going to talk about four categories of heroes. So, who has a piece of paper and a pen?
I lost my pen.
Oh, no. Here, you can have my pen.
I think I
Oh, okay. So, pull out your paper and your pen, if you have them, and I want you guys to write these down. Because part of our experience here is that we need to be taking things back to be able to use after the conference. So the four categories of heroes that we're going to be talking about today are the fun, the role model, the kind that change your life, and the villain. So, the fun hero. These are characters or people that stand out to you that you think are cool. So a couple of those kind of people for me are like Mr. Incredibles. Who's watched the Incredibles movie? Yeah, so Mr. Incredibles, for me, one part that I really remember about him is when he's out on the train yard and he's got the trains and he's lifting them up and he's like exercising and he's doing all that sort of stuff. That is a hero to me. What he was doing there, he showed a lot of grit and determination in the effort that he was putting in. Another one is, who has heard of the mountain man Hugh Glass? He was attacked by a grizzly bear and mauled almost to death. And he was left with a couple of guys, and they figured he was going to die in a couple of days, and they were going to bury him, and they were just going to go back with the other mountain men. Well, he didn't die. And the guys that got left with him, they were worried that the Indians were going to find him and that they were all going to get scalped. So they just left him. And they just left Hugh Glass for dead, and they took off. But Hugh Glass, he ended up crawling on his hands and knees for 200 miles to the closest fort. And he lived through that entire experience. So the second kind of hero that I want to talk about is the role model. So we've gone over fun heroes. These are people that we think are cool, that they do things that we like. We're going to talk about the role models. So role models are people that are something that you want to be. You look at this person, you're like, hey, I like that. I like that about that person. I want to be like that. And some of those people are, for me, I grew up, I loved George Washington. And he was a massive role model for me. And when I was a teenager, that's actually my mom and sister sitting in the back of the room. So this is my mom. She was the one in charge of my homeschooling when I was a kid. But she bought this book. And I read this book because George Washington to me was this awesome figure of a man who he was just so polished and refined and he was so strong and he made such good decisions and he had such an impact on other people. And he wrote this book, he compiled it when he was 14 years old. And it is a list of rules and etiquette that you should live by. And I found out today that my sister also really liked this book because it is pretty. And I don't think she actually ever read it. But it's a really pretty book. A couple other of role model heroes that you might know are Mother Teresa or our Savior Jesus Christ, who is perfect. And we will come back to him later because he plays a part in all of our lives. The third role model is the person that changes your life. So far we've talked about like movie characters or people from history, but the person that changes your life is somebody that it is in your story. Each one of us has a story. Each one of you young men on the back row that either has your hat forward or backward on your head, most of you guys are wearing hats, you guys each have your own story. And you're in the middle of it. And you're the main character in your story. And in your story, there's other people that come along. There's other people that you interact with. And those people can do something with you or have an effect on you that changes your life. And it changes who you are as a person. A couple of those people for me is my grandpa. He was one. So when I was a kid, not a kid, I had served a mission, I'd come home, and I started dating my wife, and I wasn't sure if I should marry her or not. And it was through conversations with my grandpa that I decided that I would actually marry that girl. And now we have four kids, and we live in Rigby, and I love it. A second person, one of those people that has entered into my story, that has played a part in who I've become, is my dad. And my dad, he was a good example of service. How many of you boys have had to get up early in the morning after a snowstorm in the winter, and your dad has gotten you up, and you've grabbed your snow shovel, and you've either gone and shoveled your sidewalk or your driveway for your family, or you've gone over to the neighbor's house and done that? How many of you have done that? There's a few of us. Okay, girls included. That's pretty good. That's good. So my dad was a great example of that. And because of what he did in my life, like my grandpa, because of his influence, it's created the family that I have now. Because of my dad's influence, in my family, we have a saying, and it goes,
"Evil on common, then crow raven."
And that is Marshallese from my mission, and it means I can do hard things. And all of my kids, except for the two-year-old, know how to say that, and they know what it means. And there are times where we all have to remind each other that we can do that. Like the other day, my kids were reminding their mom that she could do that. She could do hard things. So the fourth hero that we're going to talk about is the villain. So the villain, and this is a fun one for me. I'm going to use Megamind as the villain. Who likes Megamind? The bald blue-headed man. Who doesn't like Megamind? He is really weird and creepy. Okay. So, he is a funny guy. But man, is he misdirected. And he is a really good example of what not to do with your life. So, we're going to call those people the villains. They're in the category of heroes, the people that have an impact and an influence on our life. We're going to call them the villains, as the people that they show you what not to do with your life. So, all of you raised your hands earlier saying that you have heroes. So, with those four categories in mind, what were you going to say? No, I want to hear it. Okay. So with those four categories in mind, we're going to judge some of your heroes and put them in these categories. So let's raise a hand and say a hero. Your mom. So she would probably go in the change your life category. She's a part of your personal story. Yeah.
Great-grandpa.
Great-grandpa. Did you know your great-grandpa? So your actual interactions with him changed your life. Had an impact. There you go.
Grandpa.
Your grandpa. Hey, I'm seeing a trend here. Got one back there. Your dad. Very good.
My dad.
Your dad.
Parents.
Your mom.
My dad.
Your dad.
My neighbor.
Your neighbor. Oh, that sounds like it's a good story. Ah. Relatives.
My uncle and granddad.
Uncle and granddad.
My sister, dad and sister.
Dad and sister.
I have two. My mom, dad, and grandma.
Oh, that's excellent.
I was gonna say Dale Murphy.
Oh, Dale Murphy. All right. Let's analyze this guy. So what category do you think he goes into?
Could change your life, I guess, but probably not.
Does he have a lifestyle? Does he have something that you like?
Mm-hmm.
So he could be more in like the role model,
mm-hmm.
or maybe he's in the fun where he's done things that you would like to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
Your siblings. Oh boy. That's a good one. Yeah. He is a villain because even though you're misdirected, the effect that your choices have on other people is what really matters. That's the fruit of what he did. Yeah, don't be like Hitler and do bad things the way he did. Canyon.
Ernest Shackleton.
Who?
Ernest Shackleton.
Who is Ernest Shackleton?
He was an explorer. If you want to learn about him, read the book The Endurance, or just The Endurance.
Oh, there you go.
He led a team and...
So would you say that he's in more of the role model or like a fun? A role model. Okay. Yeah? You think that she's like a role model or somebody that's in your story that's changing your life and shaping who you are? Ah, that's good. Okay, we're going to do three more. Jesus Christ. Which category do you see him in? Agreed. If you study his life, you can see how you should live if you want to be a happy and fulfilled person. And if you accept him in your life, he will change your life. Okay, we've got like six hands and two more people we're going to call on. You got a question?
Yeah, what's his role model name?
A role model. That is an excellent question. So I'm going to have you put your hands down for a second, and then I'll pick two of you in just a minute. A role model is somebody that you look up to that does good things that you also want to do with your life. So, all right, where are our hands? All right, we're going to go one here. Your older cousin. What category do you think he, she? She. What category is she in? Role model. That's good. And one here. Anne of Green Gables. That is a good one. Where do you think she is? I agree. She is a good role model. Well, it's been a long time and I don't think I've actually ever read the books. Rachel, is Anne of Green Gables a good role model? Depending on the day, whether she covers the, what did she forget to cover? That's true. What's your question? So, the way that he acted, do you want to become like him and act the way that he did? So that would make him a role model. Okay. So, can anybody be a hero and fit into one of these four categories? Yeah, can we like take everybody and put them in this? Like the movie Ants? Does anybody know the main character Ants' name off of the... All right.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know his name?
I watched it, but I didn't like it at the beginning, so I left.
Yeah, but we could take anything and we could put it into one of those categories and see how it influences us. So, is it important that we are careful who we choose to be a role model? It is. Why? That was the easy question. The why is the hard part to answer. Go ahead. That could make your life really hard. It could.
You can turn that back into something.
Yes, exactly. That is a really good point. Go ahead. Yes, exactly. I really liked, what was your name? Young lady, what was your name?
Bay.
Bay, that was a fantastic answer because it leads right into the next thing I was going to talk about. You become like the people that you choose to have as heroes in your life. So, some examples of that. If you want more faith, we're going to go to the Bible for this. If you want more faith, you could use Moses as an example. Because Moses, when he was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, does anybody know how many people were in with the house of Israel that he led out of Egypt? Tons, thousands, more. There was about 1 million people. So there's 1 million people that Moses is leading out of Egypt, and they come up to
the Red Sea.
And there's nowhere for them to go. And there's somebody coming to kill them behind them. And they have to have faith that the Lord is going to provide a way for them to be able to escape. And because of their faith, does the Lord provide a way? And so we can learn from Moses and the children of Israel how to have more faith if we choose to have them as a hero and we study them. Another one is, how about if you want to improve your relationship with God? Can anybody think of someone in the scriptures, in the Bible, that would be a good example of how to improve your relationship with God?
Jonah.
I think he might be a villain in this experience. Yes, he kind of checks multiple boxes, doesn't he? Because he shows you what not to do, and then he shows you what can happen if you do the right thing.
Joseph Smith.
That's true. You know, one thing that I like about Joseph Smith is that he was the same age as George Washington when he started to have a great impact on other people in his life as well. He was 14 years old. So one that I came up with was, actually, I will go to you first. Daniel. How did Daniel, how is he a good example of improving your relationship with God?
He always stayed connected.
And because of that, he had the faith, the strength, and the courage to do what was right, even though it was hard. The person that I came up with, his name is Enoch. How many of you remember Enoch? There is a story about Enoch that he was not a very learned man. And he didn't really like getting up in front of people. But one day God came to him and he said, Enoch, I want you specifically. I want you to preach my gospel to the wicked people that live around you. And he was like, oh man, I am not going to do good at this. If you'll help me, I will. And he built his relationship with Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father helped him to go out and to share the gospel and to help people change their lives. Do you know what happened to Enoch when he went out and taught people? How cool would it be if that was you? Like, God comes to you and he says, hey, I have something for you to do. I don't know. I don't know that I can do this. That seems like a lot. But if you'll help me, I will do it. And you're able to change so many lives that an entire city is so righteous that God takes them up to heaven. What an example of building a relationship with God and working with him. What about courage? Example from the Bible, a hero that would teach us about courage.
Gideon.
Esther. David. Which David?
David and Goliath.
I'm going to run with that one. So, because I put it in my notes. David and Goliath. What's the story of David and Goliath?
Goliath was a really good man. He was like tearing down armies in the city. Everybody was scared of him. They would fight him. And then Lord Toral was a little boy named David. You know, had a little clean and put rock. He killed the giant.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. Could I have you come up here? Yeah, you come stand up here. So this is a little bit shorter than David. He was about this tall, about 9 feet tall. Goliath. Yes, sorry. And this is David. So Goliath is about 9 feet tall, and David's about this tall. Thank you. How would that make you feel? Right? And then not only that, but as you're out there and you're in you're in your confidence. God has given you strength and you're confident in yourself. And then the king comes up to you and he's like, wow, you're going to go do this. All right. Okay. I don't think this guy can do this. That's so good for you. Can we get him some armor? Because I don't think this is going to work. And so they bring in his armor. And I mean, he's over here in his confidence that God has given him. And he's like, yes, I can do this. I can do this. And then he has the king brings in this armor and puts it on him. And he's like, literally falls over because he can't handle the armor that's being put on him. And he's like, I can't do my job if I have all this on. And so he has to let go of what the king thinks about him. And he has to take the armor off and he has to get away from that. And he has to go back to God for his courage. And he goes out and he collects how many stones?
Five.
Oh, we have some discussion here. Any adults want to weigh in on how many stones there were? No, they don't know the answer. All right. I am pretty sure that it was five.
Yes.
So.
All he needed was one, so I thought he just got one. And in the shows,
it's true. It's true. And that's a really good point. Do you think that he doubted? The Lord told him that he could do it. Do you think that he doubted the Lord and that's why he got more than one stone? No. No. Do you know why he got five stones? This is a fun fact. You should go look this up in the scriptures. Why he got five stones?
I would reckon just so that the Lord would have more stones to work with.
There you go. The reason that he got five stones is because Goliath had four brothers. So, Goliath goes out there with his stones. And he's walking up to this guy. Goliath goes out there in all of his armor and strength and height and breadth and depth and everything else. David comes out with his stones and his sling and his faith and the courage that he has received to do something that is impossible. And he goes out and he makes it happen. And he kills Goliath. I got the names right that time, right? David killed Goliath? Okay. Good. So, the entire purpose of our discussion here today and our studying of different heroes is because the people that we choose to have in our life as heroes determines who we end up being. They determine who we end up being. And why we're having this conversation, and what I hope that you take away from this, is the ability to choose people who will add strength to your life for what you're supposed to do and for who you are supposed to become. So, really quick, what month is it?
January.
What do a lot of people do at the beginning of the year? They write down. They make goals. How many people write down their goals? Did you know that it is 42 to 47% more likely that you will accomplish it if you write it down? So, for everybody that has your paper and a pen, what I want you to do is take just a second and write down one, two, three things that you would like to become better at this year. It doesn't have to be anything huge, big, extravagant. For you that don't have any pen or paper, I want you to write it with your finger in the air, on your leg. Make the motion that you are writing it down, because it makes a huge difference in you being able to accomplish it. Okay. Now, I have a challenge for you. Those things that you wrote down, I challenge you to identify a hero that you can attach to that goal, that by studying that hero, by associating with that hero, it will help you to achieve that goal. Can you think of somebody that you know, somebody that you've heard about, a story that you've heard, that of someone who could help you achieve that goal? And write down that name, or the story, the book, next to that goal. Now, who's heard of good, better, and best? Like in the quality of a tool, made in China is good, made in Taiwan is better, made in the U.S. is best. I totally made that up on the spot, so don't quote me on that one. But when you are looking for somebody to help you achieve a goal that you have made, there is a good, better, and best. And we're just going to do the good and the best. A good is somebody that you can study, and you can read about them, you can watch a video about them, and you can learn from them. A best is a person who has accomplished that thing, because they were once where you are now, which means that they can show you how to get where they are. And if you want to be where they are, they can show you how to do that. And so we can't always, in the goals that we set and the plan that we make to achieve it, we look for people that we can learn from. And we may not always be able to find somebody, an actual person that can help us do it. But if you do find someone, let me tell you, it is worth the ask to go and ask them to help you achieve that goal. Now, how many of you have ever written down a goal at the beginning of the year and you get to the middle of the year and you feel like, I'm not doing so good on accomplishing this goal? I have done that. What I want to tell you is that you have what it takes. If you have it on your mind and on your heart to learn something, to figure something out, or to become something, there is a way for you to do it. And you are completely capable of making that happen. Now, I want you all to turn to the person on your left and say, you have what it takes. Now turn to the person on your right and tell that person, you have what it takes. You guys can do this. The only way that we get better at something is through our input. What are different inputs that we have in our lives? I'll give it away.
Phones.
A phone! How many of you have a phone? How many of you don't have a phone? Oh, there's more nays than yays. That is perfectly great. Sometimes I wish I didn't have a phone. But my wife likes to get a hold of me, so I hang on to it. But what you choose to input into your life will determine how you end up. If you study Hitler and you think that everything Hitler did was amazing and he's an awesome guy, we might be concerned about you. If you study Mega Mind and you decide to shave your head and dye yourself blue, we might be concerned about you. So, what was the challenge that I gave you?
Write goals and find a hero you learn from them?
Yes, exactly. Because when you choose every day, oh, what were you going to say? Don't quit your goals. Yes, you have what it takes to become Mega Mind. No, that is not what I challenged you to do. Are we all going to be perfect at working towards our goals all the time?
No.
No. Is it required that we are perfect at working towards our goals all the time? If I can't do this perfectly, I'm not even gonna try. Is that the right attitude to have?
No.
No. There's a book that's called The Compound Effect. And in that book, the author says, what you do, what you choose to do every day is a vote. And what he says in his book is that every day, make the choice to vote for yourself. Make the choice to vote for the person that you want to become every day. It doesn't have to take 24 hours to put in that vote. It can be a little thing. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 15 minutes. Grab a book. Read a story. Get some good input into your life that helps you become the person that you want to become. And that vote, that little bit, every day, I vote for myself today. I'm going to do this hard thing, this one little thing, and I'm just going to get in. I'm going to do those 50 push-ups so that I can beat everybody else at arm wrestling. I didn't point at Canyon because you can already beat everybody else at arm wrestling. But that one hard thing that you choose to do every day, that's voting for the self that you want to become in the future. Sometimes we don't always feel like we can put in that vote for ourselves. We don't believe we can. Kind of like Jonah, when he didn't think that he could do what God wanted him to do. Who are some people in your life right now who believe in you?
Mom, Dad, siblings, and my grandma.
Yeah. Aw, did she steal your answer? Yes. Yes, Heavenly Father. A big part of those people that believe in you, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, what you're struggling with, is family. Okay, I'm going to have to hurry and get through the rest of this. This is important. Don't miss this. This is important. Don't miss this. The title of friend can come and go, but the title in family will never change. Sister, brother, mother, father, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa. You will always hold that place in their heart and that title. They are forever. Those relationships will never change. And that's why they are so important. Sometimes our siblings are our friends. Who was it that said that their sibling was a hero to them? That's good. Sometimes our siblings are not our friends. Okay, so I'm not alone in that one. Does the title that your sibling have as your brother or sister, does it change? Does that title change? Will they ever not be your brother or sister?
No.
Will they ever not be your mom and dad? No. Do you understand that that relationship that you have with those individuals is 100% up to you? Those people that are in our life that can change our life, we can't necessarily just get away from them whenever we want to. But the relationship that we have with them that will either build us up or it will tear us down is 100% up to you. Because as much as I want to go up to my brother and pet him and have a great relationship with him, like, he could try and bite me. But how he acts does not determine how I am going to treat him. That's on me. I make the choice whether I'm going to go up. Probably if I petted him, he probably would try and bite me. So don't pet your siblings. Friends is okay because friends can come and go, but don't pet your siblings. But if I go up and I treat him well and I make the choice that even though he's ornery and barks at me, that I'm nice to him, it can make all the difference. And we can build a relationship that we can build each other up. You can choose to focus on the value that that person has in your life, or you can choose to focus on their faults. And that's a hard thing. When I was a little bit older than most of you in here, I did not get along with my parents. Like, at all. I butted heads with my parents so hard that my other siblings would not ask my parents to go and do anything because I took up all the asking in our house. Like, I fought them. My sister's back there nodding her head. Yes, that was true. And my mom will shake her, nod her head, that I fought them all the time. And that was wrong on my part. I missed out on an opportunity to build a healthy, constructive relationship with them where they could add more to my life. So my challenge for you is to try and improve that and keep those relationships good. So what challenges do we have so far? We've got goals, write it down. And what?
Heroes.
And attach a hero to it. Work on those relationships with the people that have an influence in your life. Your grandparents, your parents, your siblings, your family.
Family and friends.
Family and friends. Remember, the title of friend can come and go. The people that you know right now as friends, that can change. You move somewhere. Something happens, you get in an argument, and you just decide never to spend time with each other again. You can't really get away from the person that's sleeping in the bed in the same room as you. You can't just shut them out and leave that relationship. So do your part to make it a good relationship. You have to choose to have gratitude for the things in your life that you can control. Look for the good. Find the value that your family adds to your life so you can appreciate the people that you call family. So we've only had a little bit of time here together. And the time that we've had, this little bit of time that we've had together to talk about heroes in our life and the impact that they can have, is so itty bitty little teeny tiny in the grand scheme of your life. I don't care that you remember having come here and sat and listened to me talk and that we had some good laughs and maybe we learned something together. That doesn't matter to me nearly as much as you taking something out of this that helps you get where you're supposed to go. I love you guys. My name is Justin. I am your friend. It comes down to you. You make the decisions in your life. Whether you're going to become who you're supposed to be or not. It's all on you. There's nobody that's going to come and save you. Guys, there's no damsel that's going to come riding in a dress, that's going to sweep you off your feet and help you get to the finish line. And ladies, there's not a guy that's going to do that for you. I hope he's not wearing a dress. If he is, run. But you guys have what it takes to become great. You have greatness inside of you. But it takes effort. It takes work. It takes, I vote for myself today. I'm going to do this one hard thing and I'm going to move myself in the direction of who I'm supposed to be. Nobody else is going to come and do that for you. Surround yourself with people that love you, that will encourage you. Eventually marry somebody who loves you and is going to encourage you. But even though you have loving parents and you marry somebody that loves you, it's not their responsibility to help you become who you're supposed to be. That will always be up to you. And that's where our Savior Jesus Christ comes in. Because he is always there. And he is always perfect. And he is the perfect example of who we want to become. It doesn't matter what you want to get good at. He got good at everything in his life. So, I hope in your list of heroes that you have, that you're going to reference, and that are the role models that are going to help you accomplish what you want in life, that he's always on your list. You may not always study him. He may not always be the guy that you're opening up books and trying to learn and trying to study him exactly, but always have him on your list because he will always help you in what you're trying to accomplish. You have what it takes. Go out there and get it. Thank you.